I think my first CD was I think my first CD was a Hannah Montana CD. I'll be so honest.
Dude, Hannah Montana goes hard. All right, welcome back to another episode of the We're Not Sharing Pod. After taking a long summer break, this week's episode is sponsored by Congo Strength Shop.
Yeah, I want to give them a little shout out and a special thank you for sending some cool gear our way.
At Congo Strength Shop, they believe that within every individual lies a powerful force waiting to be unleashed. They're here to support and inspire you on your journey to physical and mental well-being, and ultimately to empower you to push your limits, break barriers, and achieve greatness. Congo Strength Shop, our first sponsor. So shout out to Congo Strength Shop.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to make it through that whole thing.
No, dude, I was going to say that was pretty solid.
I did not rehearse that, by the way.
That was genuinely take one. So yeah. we're off to a hot start here.
All right, so we're back after a long summer.
Yeah, what's new, guys? This has been something we've been waiting to do for a while. We've been talking about it, getting back in here and doing another episode. I mean, the funny thing, too, is that everybody I've talked to is like, when's the next episode coming? Question one. Question two, how long did you wait to put episodes out? Because a lot of the stuff we talked about, pop culture-wise, wasn't quite current. So we're going to try to be a little bit better about that this time around. But
yeah, well, we took a little breaky break. I had
a little hot girl summer.
Yeah. Did you have a hot girl summer?
Dude, I had the hottest girl summer ever.
Tell me about your hot girl summer.
Like, dude, what did you do? So, and it's, you know, the last couple of summers, I feel like I didn't really have the ability to like get out of work and just kind of focus on like doing me things. I don't know why. This summer felt different. And I'll be honest, I think I worked more, but I also felt like I did so much more like personal fulfilling stuff.
Dude, same. It was a summer of concerts for me.
Dude, we did a couple. Yeah.
We did a couple. We did Creed. A
couple. Oh, you did Creed. I didn't do Creed. 30 Seconds to Mars was pretty great though.
Mm-hmm. 30 Seconds to Mars was amazing. And I'll tell you
the funny thing, like they've been playing 30 Seconds to Mars nonstop at the gym this last couple weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
They were pretty good. He wasn't as like
please never do that again.
You know, like as he used to be. Because I mean he's 50.
He looks good for 50.
Yeah,
by
he's
the way.
50.
I could not believe that. We looked it up at the concert, and I was like, "No fucking way!"
So I also was watching Batman. I did a little Batman marathon this past week.
Oh yeah, because he was Joker.
But I also dude. So I was talking to my buddy, and I was like, "Oh yeah, dude! I went to a 30 Seconds to Mars concert this summer," and he's like, "Why do I care?" Because we were talking about Batman at the time, and I was like, "That's Batman," and he's like, "Huh?" And I was like, "Wait a second. That's not Batman. That's the Joker." But clearly, God, dude, I didn't even know.
You just triggered every single nerd out there.
Yeah, every 30 Seconds to Mars fan. Yeah. Well, Gabby obviously thinks that I don't know any 30 Seconds to Mars songs anyways, so she would be shocked.
Did she say something?
The entire time.
Yes, she was.
The entire time.
She was
time.
Making fun of us for being so young and not knowing.
Yeah. I don't think Gabby knew any 30 Seconds to Mars.
Wow. Sorry,
I don't
Gabby.
Think Gabby watched the concert. I think her phone watched the entire concert.
Gabby was
Gabby,
on
I'm sorry about this.
It was like
we are ripping you right now.
It was like 100 Snapchat stories the next day.
Did you not hear Anthony? He's like, "Dude, I woke up in Snapchat. The first notification was you have 93 new snaps to view from Gabby."
She was going hard every time I looked left. I was like, "Oh my god, she's in her phone again." Like,
yeah.
And at first I didn't really catch on to what she was doing, and then I woke up the next day and looked, and I'm like,
"You're like,
I'm like, dude, I've never seen stories that small up top. Like, yeah. It just, I sat there and I was tapping,
bars.
And it just, and I wasn't even putting a dent into it.
Yeah,
good for her. Though.
I wonder if Snapchat has a limit on how many stories you can put up.
I feel like if they do, she's gonna find
hit
it. One
she's
day.
She's gonna hit
close.
It.
We should send Kathy to another concert.
God, that was really good.
That was funny. What's your take on that in general? Like the whole, like, nowadays people record everything.
I put my phone down. Like there was a couple of like, oh, I've got a, like Three Doors Down.
Yeah.
Like when he was singing Kryptonite, I'm going to age myself here so hard. I sang Kryptonite during my first grade talent show.
Okay.
26 years ago, 27 years ago. So I was like, I've got to record it. And I sent it to my ex-wife because I was like, hey, blah, blah, because she always brings it up.
Yeah.
And then obviously I've listened to that song around my son. So I sent it to her and I was like, I waited 27 years to see this. Here I am.
27 years.
I'm old.
Yeah.
That was my first CD I ever got was Three Doors Down, that Kryptonite album.
I think my first CD was... I think my first CD was a Hannah Montana CD. I'll be so honest.
Dude, Hannah Montana goes hard.
I was the biggest...
Me too, Sebastian. Me too.
Dude, I loved Hannah Montana. I watched the show. I was a Hannah fan. I was not really a big Miley fan, but
yeah. You're really confirming all the rumors that we have going on right now.
Why don't we share some rumors? What are the rumors?
Yeah, what are the rumors? Do you know something that we don't? What are the rumors?
Oh, that Sean and I are... Yeah.
There's a lot of rumors that you and I are dating.
Yeah. I think it's gotten to the point where Sean can't do anything on Facebook without someone commenting, does Sebastian know?
Oh, dude. It is kind of funny, though. Everyone knows that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then I get on here and I talk about other women. So, like, what kind of relationship? Like, if you...
It's an open relationship.
I think we would have an open relationship. I think we'd crush it.
We would be financially stable.
Truth.
I mean, it's like the whole dink thing, but again, you kind of ruined that when you had...
Yeah, but it's every other week.
6.89 years ago.
I feel like he's one of the boys, though. You know, like
Declan's great.
Yeah. We went and saw Twisters together.
Yep.
Oh, movie of the summer, by the way.
Yeah.
It was so good. We went and saw... Chase it, dude. Then we went to Olive Garden right after.
Dude, that was the best boys' date ever.
That was a good day.
Went watch Twisters, had Olive Garden.
Declan crushed a whole tub of popcorn.
Yeah.
He
put it down.
Yeah. Oh, and that was like a good day for him. Like I've gotten him a large before, and he'll eat the whole container of large popcorn.
That's crazy. Yeah. I remember. Like, my family always used to ask, too, when I was growing up, like, where are you putting all that? Do you have a hollow leg? I mean, I remember being a kid and eating a lot. I just feel like I can't even eat that much nowadays.
That's because you're getting older.
Do you feel like stomach capacity? Like,
yeah, it goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, if
you're not a growing boy anymore.
Yeah.
Apparently. Dude, I've got some buddies that can put down some food, like...
Some food?
Big time. Some food? They can eat some food. Also, on the way over here.
Why are you pronouncing it like that?
It's Avenue Food today.
I said Avenue.
Avenue?
Instead of Avenue.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Emphasis on the new.
So it was a summer of loving. Wait, what'd you do this summer?
Mentally prepared myself for this fall.
That's like
I worked a lot.
All right, least interesting answer. All right,
yeah.
All right, next.
We're going to move on because
you suck. I can't publicly say what I did this summer.
That's fair. What we just talked about, in October, what we're going to do.
Oh,
so yeah. She can't talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about summer loving and how you tried to hurt my feelings 2 weeks ago.
Tried to hurt your feelings?
Yeah, you tried to hurt my feelings in the group chat by sending me that photo of a certain someone dating a certain someone.
I don't think I was trying to hurt your feelings.
You were trying to hurt my feelings. You did not expect me to react the way I did, but you were coming at me.
Okay.
You saw the photo, saw how good looking this man was, and you were like, he's better looking than Sean is. I'm going to send it to the group chat, but I'm going to say something along the lines, sorry, Sean, but this guy is really good looking or whatever you said. Oh, this guy fucks.
This guy fucks.
And let's be honest, if we could get a picture of his mustache pulled up right now, nobody would disagree.
He is a good looking man.
Great looking guy.
I got a lot. I posted it and then I got a ton of DMs from obviously girls. They're like, you are a walking green flag. And I was like, so this is like really
no,
turning.
No, actually I'm not.
I'm not. They were very wrong.
I'm not going to lie. The way that whole thing played out from start to finish, you're right. Maybe now that I'm remembering it, I might've kind of been trying to throw some shade just a little bit.
Yeah.
No,
it was just very random. It was like a Monday at 2 p.m. and you just were trying to go in
this
at
guy
me.
Fucks.
Yeah. No, the way it all played out on Facebook too, that was great. You got a lot of great responses out of that.
Yeah.
I feel like you're great at taking those moments and turning them into positive situations for you.
Well, we only dated for 2 weeks. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, like she's the.
I think that's what it is too. It's like the way that you're so nonchalant about everything.
Yeah,
people like that.
I don't know that she liked it at the time.
Well,
the previous E. She because now there's a new E.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
There's new a new E.
Yep.
So she's the old E. So the old E.
Yeah, the E Rolodex section is getting quite filled.
It's getting thick. It's getting real thick.
Yeah.
So I just don't think that it was a year ago. Yeah, almost exactly a year ago now. I don't think it matters.
Yeah, a little bit longer than yet. A little bit more recent than a year ago, right?
And like, yeah, he's clearly good looking. He's better looking than I am. That dude's a solid 10 out of 10. He's younger. He looks like he's a really nice guy. Yeah. If anything, I'm more concerned that she screwed it up, and that'll make me mad.
He looks like he should be a firefighter. Like, I'm going to be so – he has that stereotypical firefighter mustache.
But, like, also at the same time could be a finance bro in, like, a weird way.
Yeah, I suppose.
I would go to him for financial advice.
So let's talk about Fire Country.
Oh, dude, did you finally watch it?
Is that the show
it?
Of the summer? I have not watched it.
I feel so left out. I don't know.
Fire Country?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Is it the show of the summer?
It's such a good show. I don't know why it's so good. I think it's like also the soundtrack is really good.
Does it check all of your firefighter wet dream boxes?
First off, they're all convicted felons.
Really?
Like all these firefighters, convicted felons. So there's the
that's the storyline.
That's the storyline, is that there are these convicted felons that like get to redeem themselves and they go work for Cal Fire, like as convicted felons, and they get time off their sentence for every fire that they fight. And then if they do like
fires.
This heroic gesture, they get 12 months off their sentence.
And like these are wildfires, I assume.
Like yeah, wildfires. Yeah, yeah. So they go out and like this, there's like this backstory of like this guy's sister died and he went to prison and now he's like fighting fires and his dad's the police, they're the firefighting chief and he comes from like this long line of, but dude, it's so good.
It's a pretty cool story.
It's really good actually.
There was a movie I think a couple years back about the forest fire firefighters that like got trapped in a fire.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't remember that.
I mean, I lived in California, so I know forest fires are like a real thing.
Right.
Because they have like fire breaks on all the mountains. So it's like they dig out the top of the mountains so like the fire can't jump, which is essentially what they do in the show. They dig like these little fire breaks to hopefully stop it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Because you're not spraying at that point, it's too big, right? Yeah. You've got like the air support that'll drop water. But even then, I don't think they don't try to drop it directly on the fire, right? They drop it kind of similarly, like in between the fire and where they think it's going to go.
I don't know.
It can't spark. Like they try to get stuff wet so that it can't spark and jump.
I don't know exactly how it works, but I do believe they try to break the fire line.
Yeah.
And they create a fire break. But yeah, that show's really good. And then there's like this love interest. Like it's what I needed in a show this summer. I binged the whole thing in like a week.
That's great.
But the second season was only like 10 episodes because they had that like writers thing.
Oh yeah,
last year.
Yeah, the Writers Guild or whatever they're called.
Yeah, the block. The, yeah. It was really good. Season 3 comes out soon, so I know what I'm doing that night.
Okay. Well, I'll catch up before season 3 comes out. I'll catch up.
It made me want to go. Like, so Sebastian and I talked about going and being volunteer firefighters.
I still think that we should look into that.
I don't know why we don't.
I think that I don't know. It's not even that I think I need something else in my life, but. Talk about the rush, man.
Dude, you get to run into a burning building and save a cat.
Well, I don't know that they do it to save cats, but maybe they do.
Actually humans?
Maybe the good firefighters do. I feel like they save humans.
I just don't know that anything like super cool happens in Michigan when it comes to fires. Like, yeah, you're gonna go save some people and respond.
I think 90% of the stuff you respond to is gonna be accidents, vehicle EMT. Accidents.
So my friend's a firefighter in Saginaw County, and apparently it's a lot of drug fires from people.
I can see that.
Yeah. Well, is he Saginaw, like, is he City of Saginaw Fire? Yeah.
That sucks. I don't want that.
No.
Yeah. I want, like, a wildfire. I get engulfed. I got to drag somebody out of there, like, save their life.
you want to talk about the dream you had the other night?
Oh, my God. I had a dream that Sebastian and I went, like, he was like, I'm going to go into the Marine Corps. And I was like, no, you're not, dude. You're not going. And he was like, listen, the only way I can go is if you come with me. I'm like, no, dude, I've already done that. Like, I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it again.
And
don't take me back.
Talked him into going to boot camp with me.
And so he talked me into going, and I was getting, like, so mad at him, like, in boot camp because, like, he was moving so fucking slow. And I was just, like, yelling at him. I woke up just drenched in sweat. I don't like it's
you're just so pissed off.
It is a PTSD thing for me. So I still have dreams to I can say this because he's not on any social media, about my team leader. And the common dream that I have is I get roomed with my team leader as a boot. Boot meaning like brand new Marine, and like he just like hazes me and makes me clean shit and like punches me all the time like he used to in the Marine Corps. Like he would send me like this like text during the middle of the day, be like, left or right, McNeil. And I like the first time I get it, I'm like, I don't know what this means. Left Lance Corporal just comes in and just decks me across the left side of the face. I think that's why I'm so loving.
Is this the guy that you ended up like going toe to toe with and scrapping?
Yeah, we did. We did. It didn't last long, but yeah, we scrapped, and then like that was about it. He tackled me at one point, and just like, I don't know, we threw some punches, and then we were like friends after that. It was weird. I don't know. It was weird.
Like yeah. Just
it's July 4th weekend in 2014.
Clearly, this was a traumatic event.
It was. I just knew. Like I, it was just a big. It was a big day for me.
Yeah.
So yeah. Lots of things happened this summer.
Lots of things.
Lots of things.
I can't think of the goddamn thing I did this summer.
You have short-term memory. Like it's really bad.
I had a wedding at my house 4th of July weekend.
Oh, she did have a wedding.
Have a wedding.
Who was it for?
My cousin. Oh. I don't know anything else.
I've never been to a house wedding before.
Oh, it's
I feel like they're a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to a wedding in May. My cousin got married.
I could just walk to my room whenever I was done with people. It was nice.
How what's like your social battery? Like, do you get done with people fast?
Depends on the people.
I hate the weekend.
Really?
Because I don't see anyone and my social battery goes down and I need people to talk to.
You're talking about the opposite. So like you need people to charge your social battery up.
Yes. It's so bad. That's why I text you all the time on like Sunday night. And I'm like, I hate living in Bay City away from you.
Okay. You just need to bite the bullet and figure out how to move.
I'm vulnerable right now and you'll talk me into it. Please stop.
That's not a bad thing.
We'll get you a nice little apartment.
I could have two houses.
Think about how cool it would be if you could just text me and 15 minutes later we were at the bar.
He's got a point.
He does have a point. That would be
and
a
in
wings.
1 month, you will also have me.
You know what? I was thinking about this the other day.
I don't know that that's like helping the situation.
I never really enjoyed like the party scene in college, especially even in high school, like the party scene. Tell you what I enjoy is just going to the bar, having there be a football game on, grabbing a beer, having a burger. Like that atmosphere, I would all day long, I'd pay $30 for a beer and a burger.
Well, I think that's why I like wings, etc.
Yeah.
That's my shit.
It's like the most casual bar.
It's so fun. And pretty soon she can join us.
Yeah.
When she's of age.
Yeah. It's like the Willow. I mean, that's not like
I freaking love the Willow.
Not a classy bar, but.
But it's great. Dive bar?
It's exactly what you need it to be.
Where's that place that I like out with the karaoke?
Oh, Gara.
Gara. I want to do another Gara. Oh, by the way, Riley invited us out to her house for a little thing. Oh, I shouldn't have said her name. The R word.
Someone bleep that out. Bleep that word out.
If you say the R name, then it makes it seem like there's something going on and she's in your Rolodex. She's 100% not in your Rolodex.
Your friend.
Don't hurt me like that, okay?
Your friend Riley.
The secret love of my life, Riley, has invited us all out to I don't tell her this every time I see her. Invited us to a Halloween party.
Oh.
She called, you want to hear, she called Lakin. She called her Larkin.
Wait, she invited me?
Yeah, she said Sebastian and Larkin can come too. And I was like, Lakin? So we got invited to a costume party. I asked her if her and I should go as husband and wife.
Yeah.
She said,
what should we go as?
Jack and Coke.
Okay.
I don't know. There's so many. What else do you do when you get to like this age?
Plug in an outlet.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
I feel like it was funny in the 90s, to be honest.
We'll think of it. We'll brainstorm.
Best Halloween costume. This was probably, I was probably like 6, if I had to guess. My dad, this is great. He made, I don't know where I want to start, but out of cardboard, he made it was probably like 4 or 5 feet long, a green waste management dump truck that I could stand in and then had suspenders that went over my shoulders so I would wear it. And then it like sat around me basically and had a functional like front loading bucket that I could walk up to people and put candy or have them
and then
put
like,
candy.
Scoop it?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
You're looking at me like I'm autistic.
No. The dump truck as being his favorite, or his garbage truck being his favorite gift, and now this?
There's been a couple of people that have asked me if you have a little touch of the tism.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We all do. I liked garbage trucks when I was a kid.
It's cute.
Touch of the tism.
And then my grandma, bless her, she was like, you know, she was the biggest supporter. She's like, well, sanitation officer's a decent job. Like, they make good money. The sanitation officers in New York, like garbage truck workers, make great money.
Oh, it's stupid.
Yeah.
They make phenomenal money. They're a few years ago, like when the 15 an hour push was like a thing, they were making like 25, 30. I can only imagine what they're making now.
And they also, like, I mean, I don't know, this is for everybody, but they work from like 6 a.m. until noon. Or not 6 a.m. They work from like 3 or 4 in the morning until like 10 or noon, and then they're done.
That sounds like a good shift.
It's kind of a great shift.
Less than I work.
Yeah.
I work stupid hours.
Yeah.
Back to holidays.
Holidays.
Back to holidays.
Halloween.
Is it a good holiday? What are our thoughts on Halloween? Oh. A lot of people don't like it because it's, you know, satanic
pagan
or
ritual.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a holidays guy.
Halloween's one of my favorite holidays.
I'm kind of the Grinch.
Really?
Like, yeah. Have you seen my Christmas tree?
No.
Oh,
is it sad?
Oh, dude.
Like a Charlie Brown Christmas
it's
tree?
It's like a little guy.
Oh, no.
It's bad. Oh, no. I feel bad for Declan. Only put it up because but like Declan gets it. Yeah. He goes downstairs and he scoops it up and like just sets it down and then like he decorates it. He's like, here's my tree. And I'm like, it's all yours, buddy.
All yours.
Because Christmas is stupid to me. I don't, not
so
holidays guy.
Do we
want to go back maybe like a couple years and figure out why Christmas is stupid to you?
I mean, there's a deep, dark, sad reason why I don't like holidays. Thanksgiving, because I like to cook. So okay. Thanksgiving
I like
is probably.
To eat, so.
I was going to say, I like Thanksgiving because I like to eat.
I think we'll probably do a Friendsgiving this year.
Well, also, deep fried turkeys. I don't know why.
Bacon wrapped turkeys.
I don't.
Very good.
Bacon wrapped turkey.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get bacon all the way around a turkey? Feels like you'd just be laying it on top.
Bacon wrapped turkey?
Yeah, my family always used to do
it. Or do you like weave it where it like becomes a mat? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Never done that.
Deep fried turkey, and then I get the like green bottle of Creole butter that comes with the big injector needle.
Ooh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then you inject it with the Creole butter and deep fry it.
I brine it the night before for 12 hours and then I cook it.
You bake it?
I bake it, yeah. Oh,
you've had deep fried though?
Yeah, but okay. I don't like deep fried. We'll do Friendsgiving.
Okay.
And then
I'll bring the fryer.
Okay. It'd just be me and you and then a little candle.
A little wine.
Yeah.
Shots.
Shots.
See
maybe.
What happens.
Play like spin the bottle.
Maybe smooch. Who knows?
Maybe guess. I don't know. Right. But I'll make it. And you, I'm telling you, we'll do a cook off.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
I want to be present for this because I like to eat.
The other thing too is we use the turkey fryer for Thanksgiving and then we leave it like oil in it until Christmas. Or sorry, not Christmas. Yeah. Christmas? New Year's? One of the two. Because we do deep fried prime rib.
Mm.
Ooh, I do like a good prime rib.
Yeah.
A little so primey good. Rib.
Yep.
Primey rib is good. So it was a busy summer. Let's talk about Hawk to a Girl.
She just hit $1 million.
She just hit $1 million
like
made.
$1 million made.
Also, her podcast is I would have expected it to have done way better than it is.
Did you watch it?
No,
I expected this to be a lot better.
Did you try to watch it?
I can't stand her voice.
Yeah, it's not easy to watch.
Oh, is it bad?
It's kind
of
bad.
Hawk to a Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her personality though.
Give us your best Hawk to.
Yeah.
She
even does that. Like the intro to her first episode
is
her doing
because that's her like
yeah, and teaching her friend how to say it. She's like, you gotta put some emphasis in it. It's like tuh.
Oh yeah, it's cringe.
Or no, no, she said it's not too like you don't emphasize the tuh, it's tuh.
You know what you have in common with her though?
What?
Oh, I need to know. No, I need to know.
What?
I need to know.
I can't
say it. Will you say it?
Will you say it? We don't
say it.
Say it.
I'm gonna out him in public.
Yeah, let's not do this anymore. So
you both like men. There you go.
All right.
Okay, that's how rumors start.
Her agent, whoever discovered her, like, because she it went and did TikTok the video. I know, she that's how she got viral, but she also was, like, off. And I don't want to say off-grid because it seemed like she didn't really have an online presence prior to that, right?
Mm-mm,
like, she did the video. It she went
wasn't
viral.
Trying to
She
get
probably
famous.
Didn't even know she went viral for a day or two. Then she goes viral, and then she takes, like, 2 weeks to surface. Do you think she contacted an agent? Do you think an agent contacted her?
Because
if you were the
agent
that figured out who she was, where she lived, got in touch with her, and then set her up, like... Dude,
I think she spent those 2 weeks embarrassed for what she said.
Really?
Yeah, because wasn't she a pastor's daughter?
Yeah, I think
no,
she spent those.
No, these are all rumors.
Oh,
that's right.
I
she
don't
didn't
know.
Say that.
Yeah,
because
someone said she was a teacher. She wasn't a teacher.
I don't
she,
keep up.
I think she was like unemployed at the time. Worked in a spring factory or
the
something.
The idea of her being a teacher.
Stop.
I love that.
I'm sure that does it for you.
It does do it for me. Yeah, but I bet you she spent those 2 weeks just super embarrassed and was like, this isn't going away.
Just
Let's
embrace it.
Yeah,
I mean,
it.
You get to a certain point.
Yeah, she had to have.
But then it was rather convenient how quickly she started doing, like, appearances one after the other on episodes, mm-hmm. like podcasts. She's got, like, an ad camp. She's got multiple different ad campaigns going right now.
I don't know. She fell off quick, though. I mean, so did... What was that guy? What's up, brother? What's that guy's name? Sketch. Sketch.
Yeah.
Sketch fell off, too. Like, he's not... Any,
I don't know
that
he
whole,
fell off.
That whole scandal came out about his OnlyFans.
Well, that wasn't really... did you see his response to it?
Dude, his response was so good. Yeah.
I did not have sexual relations with that man.
Yes, I did.
Maybe I did. Okay, maybe I did.
So he had an OnlyFans where he was having sex with other men,
yeah,
essentially. And
not like, essentially.
Well, he was literally.
That's what he was doing on his OnlyFans. And then he was getting so much hate for it online. And then he responded by making a video and he was like, guys, I did not have sexual relations with that man. Yes, I did. But let's talk about it.
Yeah.
And
aren't
then
we
he like explains
the,
it.
In the era of not being homophobic anymore? Why are we?
I thought it was.
So
I don't care.
Again, I don't think it was necessarily even a scandal. And I don't think that he fell off.
He was getting hate online.
Yeah, he was getting a lot of hate.
He was getting hate.
Also, I feel like we talked about this at some point, but Tom Segura does like a little show, and mm-hmm. I think it's with his wife, maybe.
Oh, yeah that one's good.
And they bring up, and sometimes they'll bring up like Instagram comments. And have you been on Reels recently?
Yes, because you sent me the one and you're like,
read the comments. Like, Instagram Reels is potentially the meanest place mm-hmm. on earth.
Oh,
the comments,
it's so bad.
All the comments are just like, hate you, hate this, you suck.
It's like so vulgar, too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're putting this out in public.
It's
this
bad.
Is forever.
Also, Instagram Reels is kind of the Wild West of like that short format video right now. And has been for a while because I've seen some terrible like stuff like people getting run over by cars. Yes, that like stuff that would not fly on TikTok.
I got my one video that went viral on TikTok like right when I started it.
Yeah,
that I got roasted in the comments. I got roasted.
Oh, well, that was the house. That was
the house.
Yeah, people were like, "Why are you out of breath?" It was two flights of stairs.
I was like, "It was three flights of stairs, and I'm out of shape."
Also, it's funny because. I usually don't answer phone calls when I'm working out, but I chose to recently and then got super self-conscious about the fact that I sounded like I was breathing heavy, which I feel like made me hyperventilate more.
Because you're trying to hold your breath and then you're just like, oh my God, I hate to breathe.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, I got straight up roasted on that video. So you know how speaking of cringe and like stuff like that, you know how I'm in love with Kristen Cavallari?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So she did a podcast. She has.
Is she the one that dated that like young?
The young.
What
one,
do they call him? The Dallas boy, or like the Montana boys.
Yeah. She's still dating him. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
So because she's 37 and he's like 23.
Yeah.
And she has three kids. So they did a podcast, and she was like asking, "Oh, dude, it's so weird." He was like, "She's like, am I the best sex you've ever had?"
Oh wow, that's.
And he hesitated.
Oof.
But then said, yeah, you are. But like the look on his face.
He really had to think about it.
He did.
He went back and was.
She had gone and made a podcast right before they had started dating. This is how much I love her. And I'm in love with her. And talked about how she didn't want any more kids. And like if she met a guy that didn't have kids and he wanted kids, she would end it because like that's not a thing anymore. And she asked him if he wanted like what their plan was, and he goes,
well, on the podcast,
we'll get married and I'll have we'll have kids.
Because he's 23 and 23. She's 37.
Yeah.
That's why big age gaps don't work, I feel
she's
like.
She's in her hot girl era, though, right now.
She just wants to hit it and quit it.
She could always put him on ice, you know?
She could always put him on ice. I just, the interview is bad.
Yeah.
I got, like, secondhand cringe from it. It was like, there was,
that's
like.
That's how I felt watching Haley, the Hawk Tua Girls Hawk podcast. Tua. Yeah. It just kind of, like, it. Cringe.
Josh was the first guest from BFS Pod.
Well, I like Josh a lot.
I like Josh too. He's funny.
Yeah.
And I love Bree.
Bree's hilarious. Mm-hmm.
Bree's great.
Yeah.
I hate that she's dating Zach Bryan.
I love that she is. I saw her. Say, I was don't know 10 feet away that. From her.
Oh, sorry. You went to Zach Bryan. That's God, one thing you did this summer.
I was 10 feet away from her. She's so pretty.
Is she?
I fangirled more over her than Zach Bryan himself.
She gets a lot of hate for like dating the guy.
Mm.
Because people like people get kicked out of the concert and they'll blame her for getting kicked out of the concert.
Really?
And she's like, they'll be like, you should give us free tickets to get back in. And she has to like go out and like publicly respond to these
dumb.
Clowns.
Wow. Yeah. That's so dumb.
I like how she, because I followed her for so long, I like how that she's like changed after she started dating Zach.
Oh, I guess I haven't followed her that long.
I guess I didn't really pay attention to that.
She's very much calmed more down mature. Now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and it's just like,
I feel like you date someone like that and they're going to expect you to act at like certain level of like maturity. Yeah.
True.
But she seems more fulfilled with her life.
That's good. Because she was dating that guy and then they like broke up and there was drama. Yeah. I love when there's drama and it's not, doesn't involve me.
Yeah. I just like everything Barstool and Dave Portnoy do. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, you know what else made a comeback this summer? Pizza reviews.
Oh, pizza review. I did do
a You did do a couple. And I did a couple. I was shocked how quickly people were like, we need more.
Yeah.
I had forgotten like how, because like I didn't want to do Dave Portnoy, and because he does pizza and I didn't want to do it like that, but it started during COVID. And then like I was like, well,
didn't you do a burger first?
This is going to be a food review. This is going to be pizza review. Yeah. And then I did other foods. They got like three views because no one gives a shit about burgers, donuts, cookies, people whatever.
You've done coffee.
Yeah, I've done coffee. Like coffee reviews do okay, but that's because they want to convince me that coffee is good and I think it's shit.
Right. And so it's more about, yeah.
I do a pizza review though. Dude, it's just takes off and people want more. Yeah. And everyone's DM me, you got to go to this place, got to go to this place, got to go to this place.
You have a list?
I
was going to say, just go through his messages. He's got 20 different messages of people saying, you need to try this place. I was sitting there with him as they started coming in.
Yeah, it's stupid. People love the pizza reviews. I got to do more of those. I got to like make it.
We could get over to Linden. We could do Holly. We'd kind of gotten
and
a couple.
It's crazy because people correct you. Like, because we did Red Devil in Fenton. And I was like, this is like what I hear is good. And then everybody messages me.
Really?
That's not the good one. The good one is in Holly. And then, like, they're, like, upset with me.
Wow.
Like, one girl is like, you're an idiot. That's not the good one.
Damn.
I was like, whoa. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Didn't mean to offend you with my pizza.
Dude, I want
to
go back there. They've got a sub sandwich thing called the Pizzelli. Did you see that when we were there?
Yeah, the Pizzelli.
It's like an Italian sandwich kind of deal with, like, pizza sauce and Italian dressing.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. It looked good. Sounded good.
I'll do more pizza.
But I liked Enzo's way more than... Now that we're talking about it, I liked Enzo's more than Red Devil.
I
want to go back there.
I rated Enzo's higher than Red Devil.
They've got one called the Oinker, which has got that little cupping pepperoni, which, by the way, cupping pepperoni is the best kind. But they take the pepperoni, like the grease, and make house-made ranch with it and put that on top.
Ooh.
So, I don't. Oh, wait. I'm not a ranch guy.
Yeah.
I just can't say.
I
was just saying, oh, because I'll be honest, I zoned out when you were talking about all that stuff.
Were you just looking into
my
eyes?
And I looked at her and she said, oh, and I was like, oh, I've got to say, oh, too.
Yeah, you looked at me for
and then I was like, wait a minute, it registered. And I was like, wait a minute, ranch. I don't like ranch.
No.
I'm not a ranch guy. Nice. I completely zoned out. So I didn't take Adderall all day.
That's
all
right.
Oh, I apologize. But yeah, so
that's why you're hungry.
More pizza reviews. Yeah, that's why I'm hungry. That's literally why I'm hungry today. Justin Timberlake caught a DUI this summer.
No, really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I don't know.
A couple other high profile ones too, weren't there?
Yeah, he caught one in New York. Literally, his response to the DUI was, this is going to screw up the tour. That's literally what he said.
How do you get a DUI when you're that rich and have people drive you?
Well, because he just got it knocked down from a DUI. That's a good point. How does he not have
someone driving? How do celebrities do that? I get that you want to drive, but also your career and you're rich. Why don't you just have somebody drive you?
Yeah, but like you got to imagine, okay, if you get to the celebrity level and you're like, so you've got the choice of being driven, right? In either something nice like an Escalade or, you know, the Maybach. Or you're going to drive like a fancy sports car, right? And most of those are two-seater. You and your date, maybe just you.
Yeah.
If you go out, pick it up from valet, and then you're going to be loud and obnoxious on the way home in your McLaren 720S.
I don't know. I just feel like it's the older generation that does that shit. Because you don't hear about the younger celebrities because they get a driver.
Right.
Yeah. Or they get an Uber Black.
Yeah. Or they don't know how to drive.
Or they don't have a driver's license.
Yeah.
Because they were homeschooled.
You know the Daniel, like the, what do you do for a living guy? Daniel Mac?
Yeah.
It's Daniel Mac. Back to Talk to a Girl. He saw her in like LA or wherever he does his stuff, and she was being driven.
Yeah, but she's probably got a security team, I'm guessing.
Oh, I mean, dude, at this point, she's probably got a team that just takes her from place to place. Like, she does not, I guarantee she doesn't have hardly any free time.
I would kill for a driver. I think that's, like, my next hire.
You guys are my drivers.
Dude, Ryan Serhant hired a driver. And he said he did the math, right? He's like, it's going to cost me, what did he say, like $100,000 a year to have a driver?
Yeah.
I just have to sell this many more houses.
But dude, it's a great
the amount
idea.
Of time he saved driving, he was able to sell that many more houses. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure there's a point where it makes sense.
Yeah, but he got it. So Justin ended up getting it dropped down from a DUI to like reckless driving or some stupid shit.
Yeah, reckless op or something.
I would love to be a celebrity.
So I watched an attorney interview on it, and it was they all came out and said the same thing. It's not the fact that they're a celebrity. It's the fact that the first thing that they do is they call their attorney.
Yeah.
And they refuse the breathalyzer, and then they call their attorney.
Yeah.
He said that that's why all these celebrities end up getting knocked down, because they just call their attorney.
Yeah.
It was also the summer of that divorced attorney going viral everywhere.
Yeah, and he was talking about prenups.
Prenups,
all sorts of stuff.
Do you believe in prenups?
Hmm.
No, not really.
Really?
Yeah.
You.
Not it.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I also still believe in, like, love.
He hasn't had his
I'm
heart
dead
broken.
Inside. Yeah. So
I don't know that I could put a prenup on a relationship and feel good about it.
It's
like, would.
Setting yourself up for failure. I think it is.
I think it's setting yourself up for success.
Okay.
No, because you're already saying that you're probably going to get divorced.
There is that whole, you know, plan for the worst, hope for the best, right? Be prepared mindset. But. Again, I feel like if you plan for it, then it's in your mind.
Yep.
And
it's just going to happen.
It's not even planning for it, though, right? Like, it's just the, like, I mean, it's so much deeper than that. Because, like, I've got trusts, I've got a kid, I've got assets, I've got a house, I've got businesses. Like, what happens to all that stuff in the event I get married and get a divorce?
Which is, yeah.
So that's what your prenup would be about.
The division of, like, yeah, you're just dividing the assets up front. I mean, that's what a prenup is.
Yeah, but I think, right, but... You're right. In your case with your kid and the business, it's a bit different.
I don't think you're setting yourself up for success if you get a prenup.
If you don't get a prenup.
And if you don't get a prenup. Here's the thing. I've brought it up to almost every girl in any relationship I've ever been in, a prenup.
And they're okay with it?
They're always okay with it.
Really?
Because they don't have anything.
Because they believe in the love.
Yeah.
And if you believe in the love, what's the harm in signing it?
I go both ways on it. Because there's also that lady on TikTok that says she made a whole series. She's like, who the fuck did I marry?
Oh, you said
that.
There
are some crazy ones, yeah.
So, like, I'm like, you know who should have got a prenup?
That lady.
That lady. Yeah. And then someone we know.
Oh, who?
That keeps getting divorced.
Oh.
That's...
Oh, that's...
You should think about that next time.
Yeah. Oh, well, he got an annulment.
Yeah, right.
He didn't need
it. No. I don't think he did.
We're going to call him after this. I need to know.
All right.
Yeah, we need more info.
Yeah, I think it was because there was something about it, like the states and there being different rules. And
so he's
got
to get divorced.
Because his address.
Yeah.
He's got to go through another divorce.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that guy, dude.
We love you so much.
Oh.
Yeah.
God, if he wasn't like a brother to me, I'd strangle him.
Yeah.
That might be why I strangle him.
might strangle him anyways.
I might do it. Yeah, prenup. I love prenup.
Okay. So the video I saw from that divorce attorney, though, was the one where the prenup included a clause for her weight.
And for every 10
pounds that she gained. So he structured the prenup with alimony, right? Yep. He's like, so you're going to get $80,000 a month in alimony if we're ever divorced. However, every 10 pounds that you gain is a $10,000 mm-hmm. reduction from the alimony. Yep. And the attorney was talking about, and it's kind of funny too, because he was talking about, like, he's like, if that was my client, I'd have her, like, when she went and did her initial weigh-in, I would have stacked her pockets with pennies and, like,
yeah.
put every mm-hmm. pound on possible. And then when we got, you know, if they had, like, a weigh-in after the divorce, I would have had her on, like, the most intense diet right before the weigh-in. Like, she would have been on a 3-day water fast, all this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. So that's where people screw up with their prenups. I hate that I know this, by the way, is you have to, like, it's got to be fair and it's got to be staggered over time.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, if you're together for 3 years, you've got to structure it so that it's fair to the marriage. If you divorce after the 3 years, that the assets get split up fairly.
Yeah.
Like, so if you're married for a month, you get divorced, you know, you could pretty much retain everything
yeah.
as a part of the prenup, but you're married for 5 years. Well, it changes a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And if the wife or the spouse or whoever goes without, like, a job, and that's part of the marriage, like, they get to give up their job and just be, like, stay-at-home spouse,
yeah.
whatever, and you don't give them anything, that prenup can get thrown out. So, like, that's got to be factored in. Kids got to be factored in. I hate that I know all this stuff. I might have talked to an attorney about prenups at one point.
I feel like you
life.
Talk to attorneys about a lot of things quite often.
I get curious.
You consult with attorneys all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well,
on like business things, personal things, just general curiosity things.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's worth spending the money to do it.
Yeah.
But plus, like, a divorce attorney, they're not that expensive to just go ask questions to. Yeah. So if you've ever thought about getting married, go see a divorce attorney and talk to him. But, like, the whole point of – so here's what happens in a divorce. This is exactly what happens. I've got a lawyer. They've got a lawyer. Me and my ex-wife, when we got divorced, it was completely mutual. We agreed upon everything. But what happens is you get two lawyers that get involved. And what do you think happens?
They now want to win.
They want to win.
They have this complex.
And so I remember texting my ex-wife and being like, why are you putting me through this shit? Like, why are you making me do this stuff? Like, I thought we were amicable. And she texted me back. She goes, I'm wondering the same thing about you. And I'm like, I'm not making you do anything. And that's when her and I realized it was our attorneys making it worse.
Billable hours, one.
Yep, billable hours, charging for everything.
Two, they have a complex, they want to win.
They want to win. Because we walked into court day one. We had already worked out everything.
Yeah.
So we walk in there, and then all of a sudden, the lawyers are going back and forth, and we realized it's our lawyers that are making this an issue, not us.
So you had sent me an episode. I don't know if you remember. This was probably about a month ago, and it was post-NAR lawsuit changes, right? And the guy was saying that the problem with America is that we have an industry based on litigation, right? The largest lobbyist group in D.C. is the lawyer's lobby.
Lawyer's lobby, yep.
Because everybody wants to litigate. And now with, like, and you know, they came after realtors. They're probably going to come after them again, if we're being honest.
Oh, yeah.
They're
not going to stop.
They came after, you know, big pharma and the opioid crisis years and years ago. I feel like lawyers, not everyone, but I feel like they're getting to the point where they're just targeting wherever they see cash and going after settlements.
Well, you know what? So Ben Shapiro, he talks about it.
Yeah.
The reason why he left corporate law was because he was too fast and too efficient, and he would get in trouble for being too fast. He couldn't bill enough hours because he would solve the problem in 15 minutes, and then you can only bill for the 15 minutes. He's talked about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like, all the prenup does is save you the hassle. Like, people see it as, like, what if? I don't see it that way. I see it as, like, hey, here's the assets. This is how we're going to split it up. It's going to save you $2 million in court bills.
I think it totally depends on what situation you're in. Because in your situation, yeah, it is a good idea. But if they're, like, two young kids that don't have shit, it doesn't really mean anything.
Oh, so you're going to split everything anyways.
Why are two young kids getting married?
How old were you when you got married?
Yeah. Well,
don't bring me in.
Your
don't target
first marriage?
Me. Don't turn this question on me.
Did you have a prenup? Because you were two young kids.
Yeah, because I was stupid. That's why I shouldn't have been allowed to
get
married.
What did you even have to split, though?
My DVD collection, which was huge.
Probably didn't want any of it, did she?
She took the whole thing, yeah. Oh, God, dogs. We had dogs. She took the dogs.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
Probably lucked out there.
I was going to say, my friend is celebrating her 2-year wedding anniversary today.
Today?
And she's 2 months older than me. Beautiful marriage. She's got 2 wonderful kids.
I'm not going to make my statistics joke, but, you know, I mean, the statistics are not in the favor of marriage.
No, I get that.
And that's so, what that lawyer does. He breaks down the statistics.
So do you need to get married?
Ooh.
I think there's a pretty large group of people in a growing trend where they don't get legally married at all. Like, you can
nobody's
do the ceremony.
Nobody's getting married anymore.
You can do the reception.
The people who don't get legally married were never married, though.
What do you mean?
Because there's statistics on people that get divorced are
more like, likely to remarry.
It's like 80% of them get remarried in the next 5 years after their first. Because I think there's like this family. I'm going to do it better. And I've learned.
This one will be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I did, probably.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, no, there's a lot of people that
because
just aren't
getting
married.
Because people are buying houses together but not getting married.
But then you get into like, then is it a common law marriage? Like, could they go to the court and be like, look, we were together for 20 years. We had a house, assets, all these things. That's a common law marriage. You can still fight for shit. You know, stuff.
Yeah,
but you're definitely litigating though. If you get,
oh yeah, you're litigating that. 100%.
Yeah, you're someone's.
There are states though where common law marriages just take effect on their own.
Yeah, like after like 7 years.
Yeah,
I think technically Michigan's one.
Really?
Common law is it?
I don't know.
Josh, is that a thing?
Maybe California. I'm sure like it's the more liberal states that are probably.
Yeah, I hear
a keyboard.
Well, so in California, they do alimony, though, too. After, like, 7 years, you have to pay alimony to your spouse. No, Michigan does not recognize common law marriage. Okay, so that threw that out. Yeah. Because, like, I think a lot of states, it's 7 years you've been together and you've lived together. You're considered just married at that point.
Abolished in 1957.
1957. Interesting. Okay. So, no, it's not. Okay. I was wrong.
All right.
What's divorce statistics?
Like divorce rates? What? Yeah, well, I guess what is the current divorce rate? I think if I had to guess, it would be like 52%.
I would. Yeah. I bet you it's higher.
I believe it's higher than 50%.
I bet you it's closer to 60 now. What's the divorce rate?
42.
When was that done,
nationwide?
Though?
That's
2024.
Yeah.
No shit. Only 42%?
That's.
But that's because there's less marriages, too.
That's true. There's a lot less marriages now, though, too.
Yeah. This is true.
Dudes are staying single.
Also, the COVID years, you couldn't go to the courthouse to get divorced anyways.
But people had more babies during
COVID. Yeah, the COVID boom of babies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Dude, there's a whole, I was going to say, there's a whole, like, generation of kids.
It's COVID kids. Yeah, COVID babies.
How long do you wait until you get married?
Oh, yeah, good question.
What do you mean?
Like, you meet somebody tomorrow, you guys start dating. How long are you waiting to get engaged, get married, all that stuff?
That's a good question. I feel like I'm kind of getting to the point where like I don't know that I need to get married, but I wouldn't mind. I feel like a lot of people my age are getting married. Like if I found the right person.
Well, you're 24, you're almost 25. Yeah.
I'd want to be married by the time I'm 30. It's also, dude, I mean, we're still a couple months out, but I am about to turn 25 and I feel like I'm about to have a quarter life crisis.
Oh, it hits you hard.
I'm about to have a quarter life.
My 25th birthday was on hell.
Birthday.
My number 25.
Birthday bard.
I remember everything about. I hated that day. Yeah. I was sitting at Yard House in California, and I just remember like because I was in the Marine Corps, and I was getting out, and I was like, I don't have a plan. All my friends are graduated; they have degrees, they're in careers. I have to start over. I've given up 4 years of my life. Fuck 25. I hated that day.
Your frontal lobe is gonna develop.
Yeah.
Happy early frontal lobe day.
Just can't wait for my insurance rates to go down.
Oh, it's not as great as they make it seem.
I know.
It's not as great.
What else do you get when you turn 25?
Treated like an adult, finally.
You can rent cars a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Because you can rent cars when you're 21. You just pay like a bunch of insurance. Yeah. So you can rent cars a little bit easier. Your insurance cost goes down. And then, you're kind of just like, I don't know that anyone's going to give you a shit.
You're in your
mid-20s.
Anymore.
Definitely well into your
mid-20s. And then 30 creeps around the corner. 30 sucks.
Yeah.
So you start dating a girl tomorrow.
Which we know that'll never happen. Bringing back that.
When do you move in with a girl? Like, after how long?
Yeah, because you have past experience with this.
Yeah.
You also
do. Do you feel like you have already been divorced, even though you weren't technically divorced?
No, because that went so much better than I thought it was going to go.
She took the kids, though.
Yeah,
she did take the kids. I think if everything's going good, well, if everything's not going good, that's also the thing. I have this like timeline in my head, and if you can't adhere to the timeline.
Do you talk about this timeline? Yeah. Do you bring it up, or is it just like in your own head? And if it's they don't, mental. And if they don't meet it, it's like,
first off,
that I sucked, but they're out.
I don't communicate.
Yeah,
well, this thing though, if you could, this is the other problem. Okay, you communicate in a relationship, and I say these things like, "Hey, just so you know, I have this made up bullshit timeline in my head of you should move in by 9 months.
We should do this. We should do this by this,
and then they do it.
I think 6 to 12 months is reasonable.
Yeah, nine months you should be moved in.
To 12 months?
You should only move into the guy's house, too.
Really?
Hot take, yeah.
Why?
Yeah, why?
It's like a masculine energy kind of thing.
Yeah, because you still let them
Is
be
it a
the
power
man.
Comp, like a power dynamic thing?
No, yeah, I just don't think it works out if the guy moves in with the girl.
Because you have to be the man of the household. And if you move into a house that's a woman's house, you're already knocked down a peg.
God, I wish we had a feminist on. They'd just be shitting all over me. Yeah, I don't.
So I wish we had that dating coach on.
God, I know. I got to email her again. So, 9 months. But what I was saying was if I tell a girl and I'm like, Lakin, when we're dating, 9 months, I want you to move in. And then you move in. Was that forced? Did they actually want to do it?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm stuck in this realm of do I communicate versus what don't I communicate?
Because you kind of want to see what they do on their own.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
You can always put your, ideas out there.
Because I also don't want to be a douche and be like, hey, just so you know, if you don't adhere to my timeline.
Right.
This isn't going to work.
This isn't going to work. We're done.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop you so fast and then move on.
But if it's the right person, it'll happen naturally. You got to think about that. Don't give me that.
Would you remarry?
Would I remarry?
Would you?
That's a deep... deep question for Tuesday.
Off the cuff. Off the rip.
Off the rip, yes.
Okay.
Cool. I think the day I get married, it, like everyone should know that I've found the one.
Yeah.
Can I
be your best man?
Yeah, because you haven't, like, right there. You haven't jumped into anything recently, like kind of, with that crazy let's get married idea.
Yeah.
No.
Not like our other friend.
Yeah, not like our other friend. That other friend just goes
fucking time.
Every fucking time, dude. He just sees a girl. He's like, that one. I want to marry that one.
Yep.
I'll make a jokey joke.
It's like going to the pet store and picking out a puppy. Yeah. He's like, yep, that one.
See, that's also the thing, too. And I think that's my toxic trait, right? Is
they have online pet stores.
I see a girl, and if I look at a girl and like I talk to her for like 15 minutes, if in my head I can't visualize our life together.
Okay.
She's not the one.
Yeah.
So we're going to go back to the moving thing and, ideas, whatever. But how long does it take men to know that?
15 minutes.
Yep.
Really?
15 minutes. I know whether or not I like you in 15 minutes.
But you said marry.
But like you or, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, want to marry?
No.
How long do you think it takes for you to know?
3 months.
Really? Okay.
Yep. I think there's three tests that happen.
We've done this. It's the...
Yes.
Three weeks, three months.
Yeah. 3 years.
3 years.
And you should be married by that 3 year mark, but you're going to go through a test at 3 years. 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years. Because within 15 minutes, like a girl sits down with me at a date, I know within 15 minutes whether or not there's going to be a second date.
Yeah.
Or that I want a second date.
Right.
I don't know if she does, but I know. And I think it's reciprocated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually you think you can tell, and then you realize that there are some people that are psychopaths and can fake that shit and make you feel really good and then ghost you.
I got ghosted. It hurt. I would, what did I say in the car? I'd rather get cheated on ever than to get ghosted like that.
You and me both, buddy, man.
Oh, speaking of your dating life, there's a certain tattooed mommy that has every time I look on Facebook, she's on my people you may know.
Oh,
because we're not Facebook friends, but every time she's the first one every time.
Yeah,
and she liked the when I posted the potty the other day, she liked it, and I was like,
Does she love it though?
I was looking through her photos, and I was like, Sebastian, this one, pick this one.
She travels too much.
Travel with her. We can figure it out.
Go after that.
Dude, I have a job. I have obligations.
I'll come with you.
If she's rich enough, you don't need a job.
Point.
Yeah. Well, she works remote. I that would be cool to have one of those remote jobs where like you're either paying rent or you're paying for a hotel room, and if you make enough to pay for either, you might as well just go pay and live in hotel rooms.
Also, there's no way a relationship works if the girl makes more than the guy.
Oh.
Correct.
Yeah, that's 100% never working.
Well, we know quite a few people that have that dynamic
too.
Yeah,
that's true.
We do.
We'll debrief at lunch.
Okay.
I don't want to name them here.
I have a few. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah. I don't know the inside of it.
Yeah.
Does it work?
I don't know the inside.
Are they swingers?
I mean, is it working?
No, everybody's a swinger.
Everybody, you get.
Okay.
That's what you get when you turn 25.
No.
Everybody's a swinger.
Yeah.
I think it's the people you hang out with. I've never came in contact with anybody like that. Even remotely. You have.
Yeah. Look at Mom Talk.
You just don't know.
The girl, Taylor, the Secret Lives of the Mormon Girls. They were all swingers.
Oh, I want to watch that too.
Yeah. They were all swingers.
That's,
What was crazy was that show came out and
Sister's
I was like.
Sister's Wife is swingers.
So, yeah. Well, they were all swapping and it always starts with one couple and then they brought in, she said they brought in another couple and then pretty soon it was their whole friend group and. Each one of them had
seen
been with
all
the
of
other.
Your friends naked and then still wild. Going to hang out outside in public acting like you didn't.
I mean,
okay.
All right.
But yeah,
biologically, like a lot of species, including humans, are wired to
mate
for life.
Yeah.
Right?
What's
mate
another?
For life?
I think so.
Dolphins
right?
are.
You, well. You think we're wired to mate for life?
I think so.
We're monogamous, wired monogamous?
I don't know.
See,
I guess I have to look at primate behavior, but well, I guess not because because when you talk about like gorillas and that sort of like those sorts of species, like the whoever the alpha is mates with all the women.
So he's non-monogamous.
But the women are monogamous.
But I feel like
I'm so confused.
I don't know.
Right
we should get like a.
We need a therapist in here to talk about monogamy.
A therapist.
We need a swinger in here.
Therapist.
Therapist, dating coach.
We need like someone who studies primate behavior.
Primate behavior?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think we're like primates?
Well, I know that we are.
Back to
dating.
How
do you know that? back to dating.
Dude, we're like, Homo sapiens is a primate, right?
Oh,
no?
God. I offended him.
I called somebody a Homo sapien the other night.
You what?
I called somebody a Homo sapien the other night.
All right.
Anyways.
Moving on.
So.
Dating.
You think we're monogamous by nature?
Maybe not. I don't know.
We're monogamous by nature. I think.
Really?
Maybe
I think
don't
you,
say that if you ever want to have another date.
Do you think?
No, that has nothing to do with what I believe internally. I think that we are non-monogamous by nature. So if you find someone that is monogamous with you, I think you've found a special person.
Yeah, because everybody's in open relationships nowadays.
Everyone's in swingers.
But guess what? They don't fucking work.
We went out 2 weekends ago.
What? Oh, what? Dude. Yes. Yeah. That girl went around boasting about how she was in an open relationship. I'm not going to say who it was.
Yeah.
She boasted about being in an open relationship. And her dude was there and was like the nicest guy in the world. I liked him a lot.
Yeah, and you say I look like a sad puppy sometimes. This dude looked like a lost puppy.
He looked like a little sad because she was
just looked really good.
Basically.
She was just bragging about being in an open relationship, but it wasn't even open. It was closed on his end.
It's one-sided.
She could do whatever she wanted.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think that two people have been together for 5 years, whatever, sex is getting stale. Do you think that when they open it up, it ruins the relationship?
Yeah.
I think anytime you were to do that.
I mean, there's got to be. Show me a swinger over time that stays together with their spouse.
There's so much. I feel like there's more drama in that community than in any other place.
Look at Mom Talk. She said everyone started to get feelings for each other.
Yeah. And then
you get
jealous
and then
about who's spending time with who. Yeah.
How do you keep it? You know, just
yeah.
Well, that's the other part of it too. I don't think we're built to be monogamous, but I also don't. There's no way you don't catch feelings over time.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a douchebag in there that can go without catching feelings, but I think that's...
But it's human nature.
That's your your rarity.
You share so many hormones during that time. So many. No.
Yeah.
No way.
So, yeah, I just... I don't know. I don't think you can show me a swinger over time that's... That they stay together. There's no way.
Right.
There's no way. Someone's going to get jealous. Someone's feelings are going to get hurt. Someone's going to catch feelings. So it's this like stuck between a rock and a hard place. I don't believe that we're monogamous, but I also believe that if you found your person and you love that person, you don't even look at other people.
Yeah. You have no interest in other people.
Yeah. You know,
you do, then you're not in love and you don't actually care about that person.
100%.
Fair.
So if you feel that way ever in a relationship, break up with them.
If you feel like you want to step out.
Dating advice from Lakin.
That was actually good advice,
I'm
though.
Still single, so.
Aren't we all?
What do you got next?
What's next? All right, let's talk about it. Speaking of, since we're on this topic, David Grohl announces on social media that he has a child outside of his marriage and that he is working on gaining back the trust of his family.
Okay, I don't know who this is.
Lead singer of the Food Fighters. Oh, the Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
It's just F-O-O.
There goes my hero. That song.
Sing some more.
This is relevant to one of us.
To her?
To you.
What?
I mean, I listen to Foo Fighters, but this is like...
Oh, you don't like the Foo Fighters?
I mean...
Dude, we just went and saw 30 Seconds of Mars. You don't like Foo Fighters?
I didn't even know who's 30 Seconds of Mars
This is all a little bit
Mars
before
was.
My time. I mean, I like them.
Have you seen Varsity Blues?
No. What is that?
God, I'm so much older than you, dude. Okay.
You have a young mentality. Well,
Linkin Park announces new singer, Emily Armstrong.
Yeah, have you seen the reactions on Facebook?
Hoping it's
where
just
like
the Bailey Zimmerman effect where like she's actually good, but it don't look good.
Is. Have you seen the people that are like,
know,
how dare you stand where he stood type stuff?
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
people
some
are
funny
about
ones.
To get, really protective.
Yeah, people, I mean, people liked Chester. He was a good dude before.
Everybody liked him.
You know, died, but
everybody is.
I've seen the videos of her singing, and I'm like, oh, this sounds like me after like a bunch of cocktails at a karaoke bar. It's not good.
This is like one of those Snapchat Sebastian used to send me at 2 a.m.
Oh, dude, those are so bad.
I was thinking about that the other night. I was like, it was probably Saturday or Sunday night at midnight, and I was like, I think I Snapchatted you something, but it wasn't. It was just like a completely normal thing. It wasn't like what I used to send you. And people are going to have so many questions.
I was
going
to say, what did you used to send him?
It would just be like,
he would be standing in his bathroom with a beer. And then he'd have a full beer. He's like, oh, chug a beer. And then he'd chug it and then slam it down. And I'm like, and it's like 2:30 a.m. I get this Snapchat. And of course I'm awake.
Yeah.
So I hear the snap.
This is how you
got
divorced.
No.
I remember because, there was like a series of like 6 nights in a row where it happened.
It wasn't in 6 nights in a row, but it was like
it was
a couple nights back to back.
It was
and
a lot.
Like
okay.
Maybe
I
the
remember
next weekend.
Getting those. And I remember a couple times Kelsey was there and she was awake.
Yeah.
And
we're saying a lot of names on this K-Dog. Podcast.
K-Dog. Yeah. Well, I'm not talking negatively about her. She was like, who Snapchats you at 2:30 a.m? I looked over.
My
and I
boyfriend?
Like, I was like, it's Sebastian.
Guaranteed.
I was like, and I was like, I'll grab my phone and I'll show you. Pull it up. It's Sebastian. Like, we put it and then we, like, it became
watched
a thing.
It.
Yeah.
And then I ended up, would wake her up when he would Snapchat me. I'm like, here's another
babe, look
one.
At the, look at the snap.
So anyways, I was sitting there the other night and I was like, dude, I haven't sent Sean anything this late in a long time and he probably misses me.
Yeah. Will you tell the fans how you canceled on me Sunday?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He canceled plans.
Also, another thing that happened this summer or this year is Sebastian slowed down on his drinking.
You did slow down a lot on drinking.
So, like, that was very last year. And he doesn't drink that much anymore. He's having
a lot.
I almost
don't even drink at all.
That's
when we go out.
Yeah, you have slowed down quite a bit. I am normal. I think I'm normalized on my drinking now.
Yeah, you've gotten... All of our habits have gotten much healthier this summer. This has been the hot girl healthy summer.
I don't know about healthy, but although I still get the Captain and Cokie Cokes. And I
You can do quite a few of those, huh?
It's a problem.
I literally can't think of a thing that I did this summer. Anybody know? We didn't hang out that much this summer.
No, because you really got into a mood and then you just stopped hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sad.
It was pretty sad. All right, last name, and then we'll get out of here. This one's crazy. Blake Lively's still under attack for coming out as a mean girl while promoting new movie It Ends With Us.
So he can't really speak about this because he never went to the movie.
I saw the movie, but you've read the book.
Both of them.
It starts with Us.
Is this Anyone But You?
Yes.
Oh, with
Anyone But You. It starts with Us.
Yes.
Yeah, with Atlas.
The Colleen Hoover adaptations, right?
Yeah, the Atlas guy. He's fucking good looking.
I think they could have found a hotter actor for him, personally.
I think the bit with him and Ryan Reynolds was pretty funny. Video.
Oh, yeah, that video was good. Was did you watch the whole video, though? First, it's Ryan Reynolds and his mom, and then it's Hugh Jackman. And then at the end, they're like, I like him. Yeah. I want to hate him, but I like him. They're all wearing the same sweater he was wearing.
So that she is getting attacked because a previous video, like almost 10 years ago or something like that, came out after this movie aired. And she was being a mean girl on that interview. But she's still very snotty in her interviews now.
Interesting.
Hmm. And she also didn't know what the movie was about.
I don't take her as a book reader.
But like when you're filming a movie, you're supposed to know what you're getting yourself into. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like
did you like
and
the
like
movie?
Play the part. Yes, but then no at the same time.
Cuz this is a spoiler alert. Here's what I didn't like cuz you read the book.
Yeah.
I only watched the movie.
Don't listen to this if you
Here's what I didn't like. Is when the things were happening, the abuse was happening to her. In the movie, they don't show it as abuse. They show it as accidents.
Yep.
Yes.
So
you talked about this.
Yes. So I'm because sitting there and I'm like, I kind of almost check out at one point because I'm like, oh, this is like a stupid, like.
Like they've woke it.
They made it woke.
Yeah.
They woke this movie and they're taking the whole concept away. And she's not actually doing it. But then they show like a 10-second snippet.
So it was very short.
Mm-hmm. It's a flashback of what actually happened.
But she crossed it out to be less than it actually was.
I get it. I get what they were trying to portray. Right. But like.
Well, that's like your brain taking trauma and like.
Yeah, right.
Twisting it.
But if I would have walked away for two or looked at my
gone
to the bathroom, taken a drink of soda, I would have. Because there wasn't words like. It was just like her in her mind thinking back on what had happened and like when he like shoved her down the stairs and like hit her in the face. Like I would have missed that whole part and would have been pissed off and like I would have written the movie. But when they show that, I was like, oh.
Everything makes sense.
Light bulb. Now I get it. But,
light bulb.
And then she shows up and just like gives Atlas like this big old hug and he just like holds her. And I was like,
I want that.
I want that with Sebastian.
I don't want the abuse part.
Oh, well, yeah, but Atlas is, like, a good dude. Yeah. So, is it overall, good movie?
What would you rate it? I'd probably rate it, like, a 5 or 6, to be honest with you.
I was going to go, like, a 6, 8, 10.
Yeah,
so, not great.
Blake Lively was too old for the role.
Yes, she was supposed to play, like, a 20-something-year-old.
Hollywood
I hate it.
Annoys me for a lot of reasons, but that's
one
of them.
Such
they cast, like... Every time they cast way older people than they need to, even for like these teen coming of age movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it for some of them. Like you can't
you
have
need
people
the
that
right
are under,
actor too. Well,
no, you just can't have people under 18 like kissing on screen.
Right.
But we also don't need 29-year-olds
playing an 18-year-old.
17-year-olds. Yeah. They're supposed to be 17, 16, 18-year-olds in high school.
It just doesn't match up.
Get 18, 19, 20-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I just liked the Atlas guy because he plays in 1923.
Oh, yeah, that's what
he plays like a... the first thing he does is kills like two tigers in the show.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty badass.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Spencer Dunn, he plays Spencer Dunn.
Yep.
And we're waiting for him to come back and go like wage war because he was like a World War II vet or World War I vet.
Yep.
And he's traveling back across with his wife to get back.
The first scene, he's like in Africa or something.
And he kills those two tigers. That was lions or whatever. That was freaking cool.
Yeah.
That was cool. Anything else you want to add before we end the potty?
No. I think that's pretty good. This is a good little catch up.
This was not as funny as I thought it would be. Anyways.
All right.
Wow.
That was,
we're gonna bust out all of it at lunch, though.
I don't know why we invite her anywhere sometimes.
We do this, though. Sometimes we get in the car and we say way funnier stuff.
We're like,
and then we're like, why are we not recording?
Why are we not recording? It's always
we were
the
laughing
moments.
Even before we started recording. Yeah. We were laughing about something.
Yeah. And then we got all serious.
Yeah.
It's all right. A little more comfy now.
Yeah.
We're set in.
We're getting in the groove.
Yeah. We're back in the groove. It's been a long summer.
We just got to keep going with them.
We got Josh in the back.
Yeah.
That's all we need is a little Joshy Josh.
We love you.
Just add a Y to everything.
Joshy Josh. Yeah.
Just add a photo of him. Like Joshy Josh. That's all we need. All right. Episode 3 in the books. That's the potty.
Good deal. And hopefully we're back soon.